Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, so last week I put up my Christmas tree and I got it. I guess the most interesting part of this story is how I got it. I didn't intentionally go dumpster diving, but I got my tree basically out of a dumpster.
It's cool.
At my old apartment complex, there by the AAC, where one Jane... She lives at the complex now and is a nice complex. And I went in one day to throw out my trash, and there is this big, humongous box with a Christmas tree in it. And it was a fake tree. And I was like, okay, let me look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it. It wasn't dirty or anything. Some rich, you know, snob, either maybe it was Jimbo Fisher, I don't know, threw their tree out.
Yeah, Jimbo.
Down now.
Yep, Jimbo did that. Jimbo Simmer. Threw his tree away.
Real tree, though.
So I decided to take the tree, and I've used it ever since. Now,
it didn't have any defects when you brought it out?
Nah, man.
Nothing was wrong with it.
How could a tree really have a defect, like a fake tree?
Lights don't work.
The lights worked. They were already wired around it. I didn't have to do anything. If I wanted to add ornaments, I could. I hate the ornament process. I think, you know, that's something you have kids for. Maybe, you know, you eventually grow out of it. Or maybe you still like doing it. Props to you if you do. But I hate putting on the ornaments. Because not only the process of it, you know, but then... The spacing drives me crazy.
Got to space it out.
I'll get paranoid and whatever you call it, you know, if the lights are on or off, people who, you know, can't stand things
OCD.
Out of place. I'll get OCD about that. Not many other things, but I'll get OCD. There's a gap there. There's this, there's that. And it drives me freaking crazy. So I'm fine with just having the lights on. My brother, though, has shamed me because throughout my entire childhood, it was always a real tree. With me, my mom, and my brother doing it. We'd go to this place, Easton, Maryland, and we'd get the saw, and we'd always chop down the biggest tree we could ever find.
You took your own saw?
They give you a saw.
They give you a saw, but you cut it down.
You got to cut it down. They wrap it up. You put it in your car or on top of your truck. You take it home, and you got the great smell, and it's fresh. You know, it's kind of like a home-cooked meal versus a store-bought meal. That's how, like, my family always looked at it. And my brother is still getting a real tree. So when he saw this fake tree put up that I think looks very nice.
And did you hire a fluffer?
No. There's no... I don't even know what a fluffer is.
Well, they have tree fluffers that will come to your house.
Do I dump that?
With the fake tree...
With the fake tree, they'll fluff
The branches fold in and out. So you're in control of the fluffing... To where you just bend you bend the branches out.
He's so flexible. And
I still don't know what you mean by the
flexible. So like you know how like when you box your tree up, right? Sometimes it'll all scrunch together.
Yeah.
Well, they have people that come out that will open it up and like fluff it so it's all even all over the place.
That's a job.
They charge like $200 for it.
Even I'm not that lazy.
Yeah, they it's a great job.
Unfluff my fake tree. I want to know. Text me if you've hired a fluffer, please. Why do you keep laughing? Fluffer is not some term, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, here comes Roy now. He's gonna be.
It is. I can't believe you're coming on the air saying this. We're not gonna drop this, Troy.
I have no
idea. We'll have a meeting with the boss about that later on.
Anyway,
they're in charge of getting people ready to perform.
Yeah, you got someone coming up, rubbing your tree up and down, getting it all excited. What's the matter with you?
Yeah. So anyway,
that job,
all the way to the star.
He's shaming me and saying, "How dare you not get a real tree?" And I'm like, "It's a hassle." You know, you got to deal with the thing shedding. You have to deal with watering it nonstop. He's like, oh, so you boil some water every day.
What about the sap?
The sap.
Oh, the sap's the worst.
The sap's the worst. The sap is the worst. Now, yeah, it smells better, but I've even found that I'm like, I think I'm allergic to some degree to some of these trees. And again, my allergies came on as I got older, but I have a fake dumpster diving tree that I'm perfectly happy with. And I just wanted to know if people took this hardline stance like my brother.
I think they do. I think you're either team fake or team real.
Now I'm always team fake in all things, but for the tree, I've recently adapted.
I am definitely a fake tree. I've always been a fake. I've never had a real tree at any place I've ever been. Never had a real. I don't even know. I don't understand. Like, how do you stand it up?
It comes with a stand, bro.
Real ones?
Oh, no. You got to get a stand. That's another pain in the butt. So the real ones, you got to get the stand.
Oh,
and then
fill
you gotta,
it with water.
You got to forget the water at this point. You got to balance it in. You got to make sure it's standing right. And then you got to screw this daggone bottom with these screws into it. And you got to make sure it's standing all right and everything like that. And then for the real ones, at least the ones I had, always had to get a ladder. Because, like, we got a pretty big living room. And this tree was so humongous, got to get the ladder up to go up and down this
thing. Sounds like a pain. I mean, I'm totally in on the fake
tree. I'm a big tree guy. Don't get me wrong.
I like a big tree.
I want a big tree. I don't want a small tree.
No, these thin trees.
Yeah, these are the little ones I see in these New York apartments. Nah.
No. I like a good big tree.
They could offer me the afternoon spot at WFAN with Mike Francesa's final show today, and I wouldn't take it because I don't want that smaller tree in my New York apartment.
Right. Well, you could live out, like, you know, the suburbs or whatever and get a real tree. But still, then, you know, this is like, I want a good sized tree. I mean, maybe you just get like a crepe myrtle around here. Just chop down one of those and bring it into your.
Oh, man.
Crepe myrtle.
Chop down one of them.
Everyone's sending me with this F word meme.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is a person employed to keep a blank, blank, blank on the set? These duties which do not see Roy, that's how you edit. These duties which do not necessarily involve touching the actors are considered part of the makeup department. Thank you, Fantex.
Appreciate
you. Roy.
Is that a SAG job? You think it's SAG approved?
The question is, Sean, do the branches of your fake tree look bigger in your small hands?
Troy, where do you stand on fake versus real trees?
No, it's gotta be a fake tree for us. Gotta be a fake tree.
Why?
Listen, we're too busy. All right, I'm married, I got three kids, we're running around the house. I ain't got time to be switching out water to make sure something stays alive. Plus, listen, you don't know what the hell's in that tree. Clark Griswold walked by and a squirrel jumped out.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not going to have a real tree in my house. Plus the allergy, no.
All I have to do is when I'm done with the holidays, I'll pick this thing up, I'll walk it to my garage, I'll put it in the corner, and I'll put a bag over it. And I'm done until another year. The maintenance, the hassle, like we have to the real tree, you got to pick this gargantuan thing. You got to sit there and drag it. Then all the pine needles. Then you got to decide, do I do pine needles? Do I do something else?
Yeah.
And then the sap again on the hands.
The peak, there's two peak laziness things with Christmas trees, fake trees. One is the Christmas fluffer. Two is the Christmas closet. Have you seen this, Troy?
No.
This is a closet just for your Christmas tree so you don't have to take it down.
If it's fake.
It's just called a Christmas closet, and you just slide it in there. That is peak lazy. Peak lazy.
Roy, where you at?
Hey, I think you guys have... how many reasons are fake trees better than real trees? Let me count the ways. Oh. Number one, I don't have to go outside and get a new one.
Broadus just texted me what fluffer was.
No, number two.
It's like my dad texted me.
He has the film on that if you want to watch it.
Broadus, you watching tape on the fluffers? Trust the tape on these fluffers.
His last two texts to me are, he's right about the Carolina NFL playoff scenario, and blank is a blank person. Go ahead, Roy.
Number two, it's a one-time purchase. If nothing else,
Bingo.
It's a one-time purchase.
Bingo.
Number three, zero cleanup. You don't have to worry about the pine needles falling around your house. Number four, if you're all about the smell, just buy an air freshener. Buy a couple air fresheners, get a couple candles at the Yankee Candle Company or something like that. You're set.
Yeah.
You got the smell taken care of.
Man, people are saying real trees are fire hazards as well.
They are.
Although fake trees will burn pretty fast, too.
They all will, but I mean, you got like real kindling there in the real tree.
But the mess...
Fake versus real is equal to propane versus charcoal. Ooh, what a good analogy.
No, I know, because propane's better.
That's not true.
And if you got lights to dress a real tree, you got to take them down every time. And the lights, what happens? It doesn't matter how you take them down and how you organize them. They are guaranteed to be jumbled up the next time you take them out of the bin the following year versus just taking out your already pre-ready-to-go tree with lights on it. You unfold it, and you plug it in.
And fake trees, misnomer, they shed, too.
They do.
Go look at the inside of my car right now.
All right, they do shed a little
bit.
That's
you shedding.
Yeah.
No, the inside of my car is brutal with all these tree leavings.
I agree. Man, all right, so I apologize for not knowing the word of the segment, I guess.
You're like excited to reuse it a couple times.
That's
too. Fun.
That's fake versus real. So sorry if that is causing any uncomfortable conversation in your car right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.